first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Bates talks about budget and taxation.
There has been much discussion recently about our inability to balance our ever-increasing budget. Indeed, the city's finance manager predicts budget deficits will continue for the foreseeable future. I believe that it's time for our city council to take a more imaginative look at ways to balance the budget, such as increases in both the transient occupancy tax and the real property transfer tax, before asking residents to add yet another 0.5% to an already stiff local sales tax. Of these two, a transfer tax is the most problematic for a couple of reasons. Increasing real property transfer tax has always been the third rail of local politics. You touch it, your political career dies. Plus, real property ownership in Santa Cruz has always been viewed as sacrosanct, and the protection of the right to transfer ownership with little to no tax burden has risen to the level of a civil and political duty. And yet, even a fractional increase in the transfer tax could provide a much-needed boost to our general fund. As a practical matter, financial health and economic stability are problematic and challenging. But the formula for continued prosperity and balanced budget requires that every community partner shoulder their fair share of the economic burden if we are to maintain the level of city services that we all enjoy. City residents are doing their fair share. Now is the time for our lodging and real property partners to do theirs.
Steve Plate is a Santa Cruz resident and taxpayer. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.